What happens when the director yells, "That's a wrap," and the lights get turned off, the camera gear gets packed up? Well, we then go into post-production, which is the focus of this episode.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
And now, welcome to episode 12. In this podcast, we're not only focused on sharing our knowledge as digital marketers, but also discussing why video continuously creates powerful results. So I want you to understand how you can create effective videos for your business, right? That's the big picture here. So we've done a few episodes that focus on our process here at Wirebuzz, because it's super important you understand the process. You know, the process is there because it works and it's there for a reason. So I did an episode on the importance of video strategy, another that covered video pre-production. And in this episode, we're going to cover the final stage in the production process, and that's post-production. If you want to know more about using video, or if your previous experience with video, let's say it wasn't so successful, well, I'll tell you right now, starting with a solid foundation and understanding the importance of the process will help your future video projects produce amazing results. I wanted to give you an opportunity to understand video post-production, really the value of it, why it's important, what takes place there, and there's not a better person to talk with than Wirebuzz's head of video production, Strons Vanderplug. Hey, Strons.
Hey, Todd. How's it going?
Man, so video post-production seems rather vague to people that are new to video production. As you know, we do this for B2B and B2C brands. We create videos for businesses to be able to amplify their results. What happens in post-production?
Post-production is, I really like post-production. It's where all the pieces kind of come together to make the final product. You've spent a lot of time in pre-production, planning, getting it all set out. You spent some time in production, maybe a day, 2, a week, however long it takes to get all the filming done. And then you enter post-production where all those elements can finally be put together and actually get something on paper, if you will. It's not on paper, but get something out the door that someone can look at and say, ah, okay, I see it now. That's how it all came together.
Yeah. How quick after a shoot do you go back and look at your elements?
It's usually right away. I mean, after a shoot, we kind of take everything and we hit the ground running. We start right away. And a lot of that is taking footage in, pulling all the pieces together. So that's logos, graphics, color schemes, style guides, fonts, imagery, footage, other stuff that's been shot, other media clips from other places, voiceover if there is, music. We pull that all together. We organize it. We sort it all. We sync up. You know, we have footage that we need to sync up with audio. We do all that, take care of all that, lay down the groundwork. And then we start editing, which is a lot of fun, where you kind of pick and choose the best pieces. And it's different for every project because some videos are longer than others. It just really depends on the final video. But usually we'll go through editing and then we'll take it and we'll go polish the audio, make sure we color all the footage to make sure it looks the best, add other graphics or animations if needed, and we're kind of pulling all those pieces together to make sure that we're matching that initial storyboard and script that was set out in pre-production and making a video that someone can see and watch.
All right, so what are style guides, and why is knowing what a client's style guides, colors, and font, why is that important in post-production?
So a style guide is essentially all the creative freedom that a client allows you to have. It's kind of the box that you have to work in. So it might be things like, these are the colors that we use, so you have to use those colors. This is the font or fonts that we use, you have to use those fonts. Here's our logo, the way the logo can be shown, the things you can do with the logo, the things you can't do with the logo, the type of imagery that they like to use. It's basically the style for the brand, everything that goes into how they portray themselves to the world. And that's really important because you want to make sure that is in alignment. If you're going to make a video and it's going to be on their website, you want to make sure that that video matches in style and it's cohesive with the design of the website or email that's getting blasted out, whatever it might be, that end use case, it matches with the brand.
All right. So what do you do if a client doesn't have a style guide? I'm guessing most startups don't, and more established companies do, but in the cases where they don't have a style guide, geez, what do you do?
So if a client doesn't have a style guide, we would still talk with them and discuss and figure out kind of what okay, well, what makes your brand your brand? Is there a kind of a color type? Do you like blues? Do you like greens? What kinds of fonts do you use? That kind of stuff that can help steer us. And in that process, we can help them develop a style guide. And it can get them thinking about actually making one officially and putting together something so that, I mean, every brand should have a style guide. It's going to come up more often than not, whether it's in web design, video creation, product imagery, whatever it might be, you need a style guide. So we can help kind of pick and choose some of those elements and help support them in that. But at the same time, it's still just making sure that the stuff that we are picking still matches with the tone that the brand has. So if something is more like high tech, or maybe it's family friendly or nurturing, whatever those kind of the feel, the vibe of the company, we want to make sure that we capture that in the video.
All right. So when you're in post-production, use that strategy that was created earlier. You've got the script and the storyboard, right? Now you're kind of, those are kind of like the skeletons, and now you're kind of hanging the muscle and the tissue and connecting them through the skeleton, right? You're walking people all the way through the process, right?
Yeah,
as
yeah.
you're going through. When does a client get to see the video?
So we like to give clients videos pretty quickly after a shoot. We usually set that expectation because I think it's really frustrating when you spend all this time in pre-production, you go do the shoot, and then you have to wait a really long time to see anything. And it can be kind of defeating. So we like to get it turned around pretty quick. But that being said, I don't ever want to show something that's not ready to be shown. So we have had a few cases where someone's wanted something really.
And when you say shown, you mean not publicly, but privately.
Correct, yeah.
But shown, you still have the expectation that when you deliver it over in post-production, that it should have a very high level of quality, but not be 100% completed.
Right. Almost every video is going to go through the revision process because we're going to get that client feedback. We're going to communicate with them, figure out what they want to see changed. But it's really hard for them to provide feedback if they don't see something that is kind of the best that we can make it, right? So I don't like to show our clients stuff before it's ready to be shown to them privately, like you said, because I want to be able to get that valuable feedback. So making sure that we have things like music in there, graphics in lower thirds, that the color isn't like totally crazy or something, that we've kind of fixed and kind of polished it up to a point where we can get accurate feedback. If you show something that's like really rough or really raw, it can be hard for them to picture it in context and what it's going to actually be in the long run. And it'll be harder for them to give accurate revisions to that because there's really not a good foundation. So that rough cut is kind of our base foundation that we lay down. And I really want that to be the best it can be. All things considered, you know, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be 100% polished, but it should be pretty close so that the revision process can go smoothly.
All right. So let me see if I understand this. Post-production is a collaborative process, right? Where the editor and the client work together to achieve the client's vision.
Yeah. And we usually don't do it at the same time in terms of the editor working directly with the client at that time. We want to make sure we're saving our clients time so that they don't have to sit with us or spend a lot of time. You know, we usually take the revisions, do them to 100%, get them all done, and send the video back so that they can watch it on their time, give us the revisions at the appropriate time, and we're not wasting time and energy working simultaneously, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So they give you feedback, and then you make a revision, you give it back to them, and you're suggesting or encouraging feedback so you can make modifications. So when they get it at the end of the day, it's something they can use to amplify a sales or a marketing goal.
Yeah. If pre-production went well, the production itself went well, usually post-production should be pretty straightforward because we kind of know what we're doing. But even within that, there's stuff like, you know, what kind of music or how exactly the story is put together. You know, sometimes it's based on interviews or something like that. And it can be, the editor's vision might not match exactly 100% with the client's vision. And that's okay. We want our clients to be happy. And so that we encourage that revision process. Like, tell us what you want to see and how you think it should be. Because I don't want to make a video that I like for a client. I want to make a video that they like and they're going to be happy with and be proud to put on their website or their YouTube channel or send out an email. Because at the end of the day, like, I want to support them and give them what's going to make them look the best.
One of the things I've found over the years is many clients don't really know what they're looking for when they're providing feedback during post-production. So to help make your next post-production flow smoothly, we created a short checklist of the things to look for when you're evaluating your new video and really suggestions, important suggestions for providing feedback to your video production team. And to get the free checklist, all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/post-checklist. I'll do that one more time. It's wirebuzz.com/post-checklist. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you want to create the best quality possible. You want to be able to meet the client expectations. Can you give me some tips, Strons, on how the client can better communicate or get their message across to the post-production team?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, communication, everyone communicates a little bit differently.
Right.
And that's okay. You know, we do our best to interpret and kind of figure out what people mean when they say what they say. You know, it's the English language isn't perfect in terms of 100% clarity in communication all the time. But what can help is really specific stuff. If you were going to tell someone how to build a house and they've never built a house before, you'd really want to be specific and explicit with your direction to them. And with editors, you know, they're versed in doing this stuff every single day. But someone might say like, oh, remove this section. And you're like, well, what section? You know, so getting time code, like, hey, at 30 seconds in, there's a flash on screen or someone says something they didn't like, and then set, you know, typing out what they said that you didn't like and say, delete this or remove it.
Well, because that helps you find specifically where it is.
Exactly. You know, the more specific that you can be, it's better for us because then we know exactly what you're looking for and we don't have to go back and do another revision just to clarify one of the previous ones. So it's really about just giving time code where exactly in the video something happened that you didn't like or that you want to change, and then a little bit of detail about that section to put it in context so we know what needs to be changed.
All right. Well, that makes good sense. So Strons, what happens if client feedback doesn't make the video better? In fact, it takes them in the opposite direction. How do you handle something like that?
Well, thankfully, that doesn't happen all too often, but it does happen occasionally. And the way I usually approach it is looking at it, seeing if I can interpret what exactly it is they're asking for. Maybe their issue isn't with the particular section that they're calling out. Maybe they have a problem with the video overall or a section before that didn't lead into that area right. And so they're looking at that area thinking that's the problem. And in fact, it might be something else. So I might try and analyze it, look at it a little bit deeper, figure out what exactly is the problem. And then I might, you know, bring it back up to them and say, hey, well, actually, if we do this instead, that might end up fixing the problem that you're having with the section. Because usually I want to make them happy. I don't want to say like you're wrong or anything like that, because they're not. Everyone's got their own opinion and they're entitled to it. And mine's not any better than theirs. But there are some things you can look at and say, that might not be a good idea because it might make the video worse. Now, some people are receptive to that. Other people aren't. At the end of the day, we just kind of have to do what they're the ones paying us to do the work. And so I want to make sure that they're happy. So if they think and they stand by it really strongly that this is what we need to do, then that's what we'll do. You know, I want to make them happy, but we're still going to give that feedback and say, you know, let's try this, or maybe let's take it this direction and see if that helps figure it out so that we're giving them valuable input and feedback. And we're not just taking a video in one direction when that might end up hurting it in the long run.
Strons, thanks for giving us a solid overview on what happens behind the scenes in post-production.
No problem.
You'll be hearing more from Strons Vanderploeg in future episodes here at Video Marketing Mastery. The big picture is to be a savvy digital marketer and to leverage video to its full potential. It really helps to understand the production process. So make sure you check out our previous episode where I talk about why you should always start with video strategy before you do anything. You know, I know there's a lot of times where you're coming together with people in your office and you start brainstorming a video and it becomes fun and people start throwing out ideas, but always start with strategy. There's a reason why the most successful video projects hit their target, and it's because they start with strategy. Then there's also an episode about the importance of pre-production. And finally, as you heard in this episode, when you have all the raw material from your video shoot, post-production is the stage where the final video really takes shape. To learn more about the video production phase and for a link to our post-production checklist, you can visit the show notes at wirebuzz.com/12. That's wirebuzz.com/12, like the number 12. And if you love this podcast, make sure you subscribe so you get all our future episodes. And it would also mean a lot to me if you just left a really honest rating and review on iTunes. It would be helping me out tremendously. On behalf of the team at Wirebuzz, my name's Todd Hartley. I'm wishing you very successful video projects that create powerful results.